Number 78, encore problem. It's the problem that competence gets in outdoing itself later. You see, the more successful you are, the harder it is to beat your own record. Anyone who's come to a new church as a pastor has discovered that, particularly if the church had been kind of going downhill and you came in the first year and you were running at 80 or so and it jumps up to 110 your first year and you're all excited and everybody's asking you how much you're running and you say, well, we're 40 over last year or whatever. And then the next year happens and you start racing against your own record and you have an encore problem. Beating your own record. You have a great event in your district, let's say, and everybody comes and say, that was fantastic. That was marvelous. You have an encore problem to beat that every year. And eventually, the encore problem will eat you up because people's expectations will be so high that, boy, what are you going to do next? What are you going to do next that you will fail because you won't reach their expectations? We said earlier that a leader is supposed to generate expectations. Now we're saying that sometimes if expectations get too large, a leader needs to change those expectations. Here's some of the things you can do. You can change the goals. If you're having an event in your district and you have got it going, you've got an encore problem, there's just no way you're going to beat it, you can start announcing new goals, different kind of goals. Instead of having more at this event, our goal now is discipleship, or our goal now is to train for evangelism. You can change the structure. You can have a completely different structure. You can change the name of the event. Sometimes I've been involved in leading events where we have had to change the name so people didn't call it that despicable thing we do in the church. You have an event and it's successful, then you have another one and you call it Roman numeral 2. So whatever, Roman numeral 2, then Roman numeral 3, Roman numeral 4. So you have one event after another and it's just, and so that you are defining the next event by the last event. It's a shortcut, and all of us do it in the church, but it's a dangerous thing. Sometimes to beat the encore problem, or even to get out of a bad image that you've even created, you need to change the name. Number 4, you can change the leader. Sometimes a new leader with a new program and a new name, sometimes that brings a fresh thing, and you no longer have the encore problem of someone beat it out. Can you imagine how hard it is for some guest speakers to come to your church when you have built them up so much and they move into that spot and they are expected to be great or be introduced? This person is the funniest person you've ever heard. You're the funniest person I've ever heard. They're just going to tickle your innards when they speak. Can you imagine how hard it is to follow up on a thing like that? People's expectations are so high and that it's going to be easy to be disappointed. So the leader needs to hold, and you've just discovered at this model that many of these models and strategetics are in tension with each other. So you must create expectation because people get what they expect, yet at the same time not let expectations go so high that people are disappointed by what they have expected.